Glenn Youngkin is here, Republican nominee for governor in Virginia. Glenn, great to have you back with us.
Vince, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
What explains this lead? What are you doing that has you on top at this moment?
Well, what's in the polls today is what we're seeing and feeling on the campaign trail. I mean, Virginians are coming together, not just Republicans, but Republicans, independents, a lot of Democrats are just tired of this left liberal progressive policy shift that's dragged Virginia to become California East. And we're standing up and saying no. But on top of that, there's just massive enthusiasm for the Republican side of the ticket. And there's just no enthusiasm for Terry McAuliffe. I mean, nobody was enthusiastic about him when he was trying to get the nomination, and it's just stayed that way. So Virginians are ready to elect a different kind of leader, somebody who's not a politician. That's why I'm so excited to be able to go work for all Virginians come this January.
Virginia has a surplus right now of several billion dollars, courtesy in large part to federal money that was sent dedicated to be COVID relief. You have a plan for that. We've discussed it before, but you've been out visiting grocery stores, actually, and speaking to customers who in the checkout line and telling them that you have a way to save them some more money. How would that happen?
Well, you're 100% right that the progressive leadership in Richmond has overtaxed Virginians by $2.6 billion last year. And they're going to do it again this year in the middle of a pandemic. And oh, by the way, yes, we're going to take $1 billion of that and replenish our rainy day fund because that's good fiscal discipline. But the rest of the money belongs to Virginians, not to Terry McAuliffe. He thinks it's his money. And so step one of this is we're going to eliminate the grocery tax. We're one of 13 states that taxes groceries, milk and eggs and bread, and it's the most regressive tax ever. And we're going to get rid of it. We don't need the money. The money is, in fact, belongs in Virginians' pockets, in your pockets, and we're going to eliminate it right away. But we're also going to double standard deductions. We're going to exclude up to $40,000 of our veterans' retirement from paying taxes, so our veterans will stay here. And we're going to declare the largest tax rebate in the history of Virginia, $600 for those filing jointly and $300 for those filing independently. And cumulatively, our tax plan will be worth $1,400 to $1,500 to a family of four in Virginia in year one. Again, it's your money. It's not Terry McAuliffe's. So I'm going to make sure you get it back.
I want to ask you about some criticism that you've received from the right. We saw you in a debate recently with Terry McAuliffe. You debated the issue of abortion while you were with him on that stage. Terry McAuliffe has basically taken a very radical position on abortion. He's not interested in talking about any restrictions whatsoever on ending the life of a child. But for your part, when we see today in the Washington Post an opinion piece by Kristen Hawkins. She's president of Students for Life of America. And the headline is Glenn Youngkin just hurt his chances with his tepid abortion statements, suggesting that your remarks came off more like a pillow, she writes, trying to squish between a tepid commitment to protect preborn life and lackluster policy designed to accomplish almost nothing when confronting the human rights issue of our day. Are you pro-life, Glenn Youngkin? And if you become governor, how will you express that?
Well, I am pro-life, and I've said it very clearly. I'm pro-life. I do believe in exceptions in the case of rape and incest and when the mother's life is in jeopardy. And we have a moment right now as conservatives, as Republicans, as Virginians, to come together and recognize that Terry McAuliffe is the most extreme candidate, most extreme abortion candidate in the country. He believes that we should support bills that use taxpayer money to fund abortion all the way up through and including birth, where a child, as Ralph Northam described, would be kept comfortable while a decision is made while that child lives or dies. Terry McAuliffe called that legislation common sense legislation and said he would sign it. Terry McAuliffe wants to be the abortion governor. You know, I want to be the jobs governor. And so we have a moment to come together as Virginians and protect Virginians against this extreme, extreme position of Terry McAuliffe. As I said, I'm pro-life, and I will stand up for life. But I think the most important thing we're going to do right now, is make sure that Terry McAuliffe is not in office so that his extreme agenda can't be thrust upon Virginians. And we can, in fact, move forward with policies and an approach in Virginia that is, in fact, much more representative of the shared values we all have.
Yes.
This is the moment for Virginians to come together. This is our moment, and this is why the early polling in all of the early voting has me winning. This is why Democrats aren't going to the polls. This is why we're winning. It's because Virginians are ready to say enough to Terry McAuliffe's extreme positions.
Yes, I think that's a smart point. I think people care a lot about the economics here. And obviously that is the way that you're going to attract some of these independent voters who may be a little softer on the issue of abortion. But I do think it is meaningful that conservatives are looking to you for clarity on your position here, because, you know, for instance, in the debate, you did voice that you wouldn't have taken the same approach that Texas did with its heartbeat bill. But I am curious what approach you would take. Would you be protective of babies who have heartbeats? Would that be something that you would propagate as a form of legislation, or would you sign a bill that looks like that should you become governor?
Vince, I said in the debate that I would support a pain threshold bill. Mm-hmm. And we've been endorsed. We've been endorsed by the Susan B. Anthony list. We've been endorsed by the Right to Life folks. Folks know that I'm going to stand up for life. And I think the reality here for Virginians is a clear choice between the most extreme pro-abortion candidate in the nation today in Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin, who's been really transparent. I'm pro-life. I believe in exceptions. I'd support a pain threshold bill. And I think that Virginians are ready to come together around my leadership as opposed to Terry McAuliffe's extreme positions.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Terry McAuliffe is a real extremist. I completely agree there. And I think people are very turned off by the Democrats right now, increasingly so, including in places like Virginia. And they see Terry McAuliffe as about as establishment of a figure within that party as you can get. Glenn Youngkin, thank you as always. Good to talk to you again. Appreciate your answers today.
Vince, thank you for having me. I encourage everybody, get out and vote. We're going to win this. Polls have us up. We have great enthusiasm. Early voting has been great. I voted today. And so come on, Virginians, get out and vote, and let's go win this thing.
Glenn Youngkin, really appreciate you stopping by again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vince. Take care.
All right.